when you were talking on brief, you said, I don't remember exactly what you said, but something about how if you, I guess if you can get through it, your next experience at Love will be much bigger or greater.
Deeper.
And can you expand on that? Because I, you know, I usually, I feel like my heart contracts. I sort of.
That's only when you resist it. It's only when you judge it as bad, right? So grief does feel bad. In human form, grief is horrible. It's one of the worst. It's heavy. You're foggy. And there's no, grief has its own timeline. It's not like the other emotions that we experience. So in grief, if you don't know how to honor that process, it can last forever. Some people don't come out the other side. Because as a culture, we don't really have ceremony and acceptance for it, right? Everybody just wants you to hurry up and feel better because we're all uncomfortable with the pain. But from if I understand the tapping correctly, and I'm always, I know I nag all the time, explain to me the emotion thing again. Like, why do we have to do that? So that was a really cool tap for me. So think I would, if I, as a teaching in this dimension, it would be, if you have something and you experience the loss of it, you pay much more attention the next round, right? If you, I know what it's like to be single. I know what it's like to be heartbroken. I appreciate my, I think I've been married 27 or 28 years. I appreciate that relationship and I'm conscious that I want it, right? So I have the capacity to pay better attention as we're aging to stay focused on what I want. Now, if I just had always had a relationship, probably being single might look really attractive to me. Do you get what I mean? And I've been where money was really tight. That, I know what that feels like, I don't want that. Both my boys are fertility babies, so I really faced the thought of being barren and not having children. So when my kids came along, I never, never complained about the money for childcare or diapers or formula or whatever, doctor visits, because I knew the alternative was no kids. Do you see how the grief of miscarriages and not being pregnant had me literally appreciate motherhood even more. So I think that's what that tap was saying. Right? And knowing that everything in life changes has a tendency to make you more conscious and aware and appreciative of what you have, to value it. How often do we hear in human experience, oh, I didn't know what I had when I had it until it was gone. So it allows us an expansion unless you get stuck in it.
The second part of my question to that tax specifically is, you used the word closure or closing when you were talking about grief.
And so it would not be closure with the person or the experience, it would be closure with the grief. If you do grief really thoroughly, there is a teaching that says, you know, 2 to 3 days max and you're through grief if you surrender to it. But we don't. We're a multitasking community, right? Who just lays in bed in severe grief? You just don't. So it's closure with the energy of grief. But again, grief has its own timeline, so I'm not sure about the 2 to 3 days. And yet, like any other energy, any other emotion, any other vibration or resonance, are you feeding the grief or are you thanking the grief and moving forward? Right? That's the tricky one. And the people who feed the grief, honor the grief, worship the grief, idolize the grief, they stay in grief. And the people who say, hey, the love was so amazing, I would go through grief again just to have that. I remember that lesson, and I don't mean to make light because you're talking about a person. We had the coolest cat ever. This was a magical cat. And when the cat died, I remember my son was younger then. I don't even know that he was a teenager yet. And and we were talking about it, about how much we miss the cat. And I asked him, and I said, well, now you know how badly it hurts, you know, would you, if you could have the cat back for a day, would you do it, even though you'd have to go through all this pain again? And he was like, well, yeah, like, what's wrong with you not getting that? And I'm like, oh, it never even occurred to me to think that way. I was so mesmerized with how bad it felt not having the cat. But so there's been other taps on grief, and the teaching was, love the love that you had more than the pain of the loss. Does that make sense? And so whatever you focus on, you'll experience. So if you go back to loving the love, loving the experience, loving the memories, loving the happiness, loving the co-creation of whatever it was you were in, guess what happens? You're going to attract something else wonderful in. Because it's a yes universe. It's an expansion. Truth is expansive, right? So when it hurts, it's only that you believe something has been lost, which is not true. Because all good feeling that you ever had is yours. It cannot be lost. Whatever you experience loving another, a person or something, you are capable of that. That's yours. That cannot be taken from you. And if you focus on your capacity to feel that, you will end up with more of that. Does that help?
Yes, when we were doing the tap on grief and you brought up your pet, I remember I got lost. So I was tapping my, you know, we had gone to tapping in the head, and I was tapping the head, and I just got lost from you guys. Because this dog that we had, that we had put down after having her for years and years and years, when I'm going through the decluttering, and I had her cremated, so I had her ashes, and I'm thinking, maybe I should have her ashes spread in my son's yard, you know, where they live. And instead of keeping her ashes, and then I was up here, when I was tapping, I was seeing her frolicking in her yard, and I'm like, and all of a sudden I came to, and I'm like, oops, those should be somewhere else. But I mean, I really just went somewhere. I don't know where, with the dog.
That happens often. And it's happening. And the more you do it, the more you have a tendency to do that and have that experience.
So I guess that's a confirmation of Christopher's waiting.
Well, and think of it. Can't you all think of somebody or four-legged or two that you love?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they're not here in this room. You still love them, right? When my parents die, which they're wrapping up this lifetime, we don't live close, you know, they'll still exist for me the way they exist for me, in all my memories. Well, I miss them on a human form through conversation and celebration and phone calls. Well, yeah, I will. But my feeling for them, my memory of them, my seeing them live forward through my children and the next generation, that cannot be taken. All that can be taken is the future celebrations of connection. But nothing else.